can see it has something like a swamp, but it's along the sea. What would you call that?
The beach?
Yeah, only it's a swampy area.
Wasteland?
Okay, alright. If you were going to describe different kinds of soil, just the dirt itself, what kinds of soil is there?
There's not, caliche.
What's caliche?
It's a, what we have here, it doesn't grow much without being mixed in with a lot of other more fertile soil.
Uh-huh.
It has a very sandy, clay-like base.
Uh-huh. What color is it usually?
Kind of reddish. Okay. Brown, I think.
Okay.
I'm not much on gardening either, so.
Okay. Right, what are some other kinds of soil?
Sand, peat, I don't know much about that.
Okay. Okay, so you've got a swamp and you need to get the water off. You'd say you're going to have to what the swamp?
Pump.
Okay.
Pump the water out
there. Or if you didn't.
Drain.
Okay. And what would you call the thing that you had to dig to drain the water out?
A ditch.
Okay. Any other thing you might call it?
A canal.
Okay. What's the difference between a ditch and a canal?
Oh, a ditch is used just to describe small little drainage things, whereas a canal can be a big thing that boats used to travel through.
Okay. What would you call a shallow arm of the sea that just kind of comes in, you know?
An inlet, a bay.
Okay. What would you call a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide?
A cove.
Okay. Anything else you might call?
No.
Okay. What would you call a deep, narrow valley that's cut by erosion? You know, water going through pretty fast. And it'd be out in the field or out in the woods or something. And it'd be maybe 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. It's pretty good size.
I can't think of
it. Would you ever call it a draw or a gulch or a gully or a ravine or a hollow or a wash?
A ravine, I guess.
Okay. If there's been a heavy rainfall and say the rain cuts out a little thing across the road, and it might be, I don't know, 6 inches deep and 3 or 4 inches across, and you know, it's kind of a crack looking thing across the road, what would you call that? It'd be a dirt road, you know.
Just a gully.
Okay. What would you call a freshwater stream?
A creek.
Okay. Any other name?
Stream, river.
Okay. Is there a difference between a creek and a river?
A river's larger.
Okay. What about a stream and a river? Are those the same thing?
A stream's smaller also.
Smaller than a river?
Yeah. A creek and a stream are about the same.
Okay. And, what are the names of some creeks around here?
Salado Creek, I don't know.
Okay. What would you call a very small rise in the land?
A hill.
Okay. Are there any other names that mean sort of the same thing?
A mound.
Okay. What would you call this thing?
A doorknob.
Okay. And would you ever use the word knob to refer to something in the landscape?
No.
Okay. That takes one on forever. Okay, what would you call something that is real tall, higher than a hill?
A mountain.
Okay. And a sheer
cliff.
Okay. And two of them would be?
Cliff.
Okay. And up in the mountains where a road goes across in a low place, you might call it a...
Pardon?
Repeat that? It's a low place, you know, it's like that. And a road goes across in it. What would you call that place?
A valley.
Okay. Smaller than that.
I don't know.
Okay. Used to be an old gunfighter would put a what on his belt or on his gun when he killed a guy?
A holster?
I mean, he could.